欢迎大家跟随 Ironmongo 学习空乘英语，这里是主站音频课的复制版，所有课程配套教材讲义请访问 www.ironmongo.net， 使用课程代码搜索即可。
Unit 8, Exercise 1. 1.
I'd like to thank you all for coming to the Easy Air interview day. We're really pleased that each of you is interested in working for our airline. We're very happy to have the opportunity to meet every one of you.Even though only about half of you will be offered a placement with the airline. For those who aren't offered a placement, we hope the day has been a useful step towards finding the right job.
2.
Okay, next. Hi there.
Hi.
Okay, let's see, what have we got? Passport? GCSEs? Have you got your national insurance number?
Yes, here it is. And do you need my driving licence?
No, thanks.
3.
Next, please. Step over here onto the scales, please. Okay, let's see. 70 kilograms and 1.8 metres. Okay, you're fine. Next, please.
4.
Okay, you have 20 minutes to write your answers. You mustn't use a calculator or any books. Please keep your eyes on your own paper. Okay, has everyone got a paper? Start working now, please.
5.
Okay, if no one has any questions, then please begin.
Okay, so we've got 20 minutes to come up with some ideas.
We need someone to write the ideas down.
Okay, I'll do that.
Good. So, the situation is that the plane is delayed 3 hours.
Right, and we need to use the things on the list to entertain the passengers.
Okay, well, how about if we make a game with the cups?
A game?
We could do something with the golf club.
6.
I ordered a vegetarian meal.
I'm afraid there's been some kind of misunderstanding. We don't have any vegetarian meals left.
Right, so £300 for a flight and I don't eat?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. The only part of the pasta meal that isn't vegetarian is the chicken. And I'm happy to give you two of those.
Oh, so £300 for a ticket and I get two meals, hey?
Well, sir, this time it's something like that. We're doing our very best to work with you on this. I'd be happy to give you a bottle of wine with that, just to say we're sorry.
Okay, great. That wasn't easy, but you did really well.
7.
Tell us about a time that you've had a disagreement with a manager. What happened?
Oh, that's a tough one. Well, when I was working in a restaurant, I was a waiter, I had an idea about improving our menu. In the afternoons, a lot of families were coming in, families with small kids. We had a kids' menu, but it was only burgers and chips or fish and chips. Parents were always asking if they could order some fruit or a small-sized milk in a plastic cup or whatever.I always had to explain that we didn't have those things. Sometimes I would help them find something to order that they could share with their kids, but it was always kind of a pain. So I mentioned to my manager that maybe we should improve the kids' menu, and he didn't like that idea at all.
Why not?
Well, he had an idea that the restaurant was somehow supposed to be cool, you know, like for young single people, not a place to come with kids, I guess.
I see. So, what happened?
Well, a couple of months later, that guy left, and when the new manager came, one of the first things she did was to improve the kids' menu.